We're gonna go back to a summer, a magical summer. The summer that I went on vacation with mom and dad. We're on vacation with mom and dad. Dad bought a brand new Country Squire station wagon with wood paneling on the side. We're about a half a mile from home, and Dad turns around and says, "If you goddamn kids don't behave, I'm turning around right this minute." We're about 2 miles from home, and Dad turns around and says, "If you don't stop arguing about those sea monkeys, I'll throw them out the window, they'll smash all over the highway. Nobody's gonna have any sea monkey fun. You remember what happened to the ant farm last summer, don't you?" We're about 3 miles from home, and Dad turns around and says, "I'll give you something to cry about. Especially you, Marie." So Mom tries to pacify us with candy.
What kind?
Smarties.
What else?
Twizzlers. Lemonheads. Pixie Sticks. Pez. Fun Dip. Wax things filled with juice. Good and Bunny, Good and Fruity, Now and Later, Mike and I. Tart and Tiny. You see, my family enjoyed erotic candies. It was like, "Dad, pull over, we're gonna get a salted nut roll. A Slowpoke. A Butterfinger." Circus peanuts, mom, those suck. Boston baked beans, mom, those are even worse. What we want are little hard dots of candy attached to strips of paper that you eat up with your teeth. And the paper turns all slimy. We're on vacation with mom and dad. We're on vacation with mom and dad. We're heading for the Black Hills of South Dakota. We're gonna see Mount Rushmore this year, kids. Dad?
Yeah?
That's really cool, but did you ever hear of a place called Disney World?
I should've fucking shut up.
So my brother and I, we sit in the back seat of the Country Squire wagon because it faces backwards away from the prying eyes of our parents. And we give the other drivers the finger. Creatively. "Hey, trucker, here's a banana. Shall I peel it for you? Fresh breeze. Windshield wipers. Intermittent. Wash. You know, I thought the art of giving the finger out of the back of a car was dead. Mainly because people have minivans now, and kids, well, they have www.lotsofbetterthingstodo.com. They got your Nintendo, your PlayStation, your 64-bit that and this, and ripping people's spines out of Mortal Kombat bodies. Yep, I didn't think kids would do it anymore until last summer when I was driving down Capitol Drive, and actually in Brookfield, Wisconsin, around 124th Street. In front of me, the biggest ass Pontiac station wagon I'd ever seen in my life. Two little boys sitting in the back looking at me very strange. I said, "Nah, they won't do it. They're modern day kids. Got no spunk." All of a sudden, from behind the station wagon gate, you see, there was another little kid sitting at their feet. They were more clever than I thought, and it renewed my faith in the youth of today. But I digress. Now, my sister Jean, she just turned 16. She was deep in the middle of her Bob Dylan sensitive phase and refused to have fun with the rest of the McCurdy family. I was 7 years old and took it upon myself to be the family spokesperson. I said, "Jean, you didn't get out of the car in La Crosse when we saw that huge six-pack of Old Style." Dad said, free samples. "You didn't get out of the car in Minnesota when we stopped at the Museum of Spam." Mom said,
free samples.
"You didn't get out of the car in Mitchell, South Dakota when we saw a building entirely made of corn and a bunch of little kids running around going, 'Malachi, Malachi, he walks the road.'" Cream corn. And you didn't get out of the car in Denver when we were a mile high. If anyone should appreciate being a mile high, it's you, Gene. I want to hear the sound your thighs make getting off that hot vinyl seat.
And Gene says, Piat.
They stone you when you're driving in your car. They stone you when you're playing your guitar. I would not feel so all alone. You know my sister then, huh? I try to be a sensitive, caring, loving 7-year-old brother, and you know how sensitive and caring 7-year-old boys can be. The only thing I can think of to do with, well, is this. And that's how it was because we were on vacation with mom and dad. We're on vacation with mom and dad. We made it to the Black Hills. We were almost to Mount Rushmore. Then dad takes a wrong turn, all because of mom. Now they're not speaking. And my little baby sister Julia was sitting on my mother's lap. She was just 2 years old and simply adorable. So now we're driving round and round and round and round
and round and round and round.
A Black Hill of South Dakota. And every time we get to the side of that hill, we could actually see Mount Rushmore, and we passed it at least 17 times. Every time we got to the side of the hill where you could see Mount Rushmore, my little baby sister Julia, my adorable 2-year-old baby sister Julia, would announce to the whole family in her cute little 2-year-old voice,
"Look, everybody! There's those big president heads! When are we gonna get there? I've gotta pee!"
She was adorable. My little baby sister got car sick and vomited in my mother's lap. Chocolate chip pancakes from IHOP. Butter and syrup. Glass of whole milk. Half a bag of Skittles. It was Technicolor. My mom did not think this was too funny. But my brother and I, who by this time were sitting in the back of the Country Squire wagon chewing up Oreos as much as we could, then showing each other, thought it was adorable. We're on vacation with mom and dad. We're on vacation with mom and dad. Now, I won't talk about the time my dad got clocked going 95 by a Minnesota State Trooper. I'll tell you.
Geez there, Mr. McCurdy. You betcha you were speeding then. Yeah. Holy cry, you were speeding. Someday we're going to have a professional wrestler as our governor. He'll take care of guys like you. Are you aware, Mr. McCurdy, the side of your car is covered with dead sea monkeys there? End of story. And could you tell the brats in the back to stop giving me the finger then? That would be super. And I won't talk about the time all the luggage blew up the car top, Karen. It didn't happen to our family. It happened to the Griswolds on their way to Wally World. Holiday Road. And I won't talk about the time my dad couldn't get a bottle of gin or a bottle of beer in Davenport, Iowa on a Sunday afternoon. It was a tragedy of Shakespearean proportion. I can still see him walking down the street with that big thing, you know. And he said, "A pox on this village! In what manner of township can a man not find libation on a Sunday afternoon? This would never happen in Wisconsin." And then he got really mad when I said, "Dad, why don't you try some of Gene's pot?" He didn't try it, but all of us did. Free samples. All I can say is we made it back to Milwaukee. Safe and sound. I hop on my bike. I ride to my friend Billy Bozer's house. He says, "Hey man, where you been the last 2 weeks?" And I say, "I was on vacation with mom and dad 2 weeks in hell. We're on vacation with mom and..." Check out my souvenir tomahawk. "We're on vacation with mom and..." Shake it, it looks like it's snowing. "We're on vacation with..." I got this in a machine in a gas station bathroom. "We're on vacation with mom and dad." Yeah.
Are we there yet?